Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
When we talk about like rebuild, retool, whatever word you want to use, that's all I've been a part of. Like I took over a program at Florida that had two straight losing seasons, and my first 2 years were losing seasons. Most of the time, that's what you're dealing with. You know, I'm not like, I only want to coach ready-made teams. You know, that's really never what I'm about. You know, I'm about building something. So clearly we're making a shift. I want to be part of building something.
That was Billy Donovan at the trade deadline addressing the comments that were pretty popular at the time about how Billy didn't want to be part of a rebuild. He clarified. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, talking a little Bulls basketball and NBA Finals as well coming up with our friend Cody Westerlund. Cody, of course, running our 670thescore.com and then also the ever-present Bulls writer for The Score. Cody, thanks for being on with us.
How are you guys doing today? Good to be here.
Oh, we're good because, you know, the finals are wrapping up. The draft is around the corner, but The finals is there's at max 2 games left, right? Do I have my math correct?
That at part, max yes. 2 games.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you were wrapping it up in the next game.
I was not wrapping it up in Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis is very capable of forcing a game 7.
I agree with you on that. If Halliburton's healthy, look, they played really well at home for a couple games and split there in Indy in games 3 and 4. So much depends on his calf health and his ankle health and just that right leg that's really been banged up.
Yeah, Carlisle said after the game, he confirmed. He was like, he is not 100%. For when the coach says it after the game that definitively, I actually pay a lot of attention.
Yeah, for sure. And like 2 days off helps them in that case. But like, yeah, absolutely think the Thunder are going to win this series at this point. But it would be awesome if it could get to a game 7, because then you get pressure, you see who steps up and is a hero, who can handle it. So we always want to root for that.
Yeah, or maybe it'd be as simple as the last game of that series would be at home in Oklahoma City. It can be that simple.
I love the fact that OKC showed us what they did the last time they were in a game 7. I was like, oh, that's when I was like, okay, OKC probably going to win it all because of what they were able to do to the Nuggets in that game 7, a blowout. That led me to believe, okay, this is what it is. But the Pacers, man, I got to tell you, to me, the Pacers are the best story in basketball this season because of what they have already accomplished, win or lose this finals. Everyone expected the OKC to be exactly where they are, Cody, but Indiana, you can't say the same thing about. And I think while people are talking about the overratedness of Tyrese Halliburton, my whole thing is Pascal Siakam might be the most underrated player in all of basketball.
And I like when you bring up the Pacers from that perspective, the Pascal Siakam acquisition. I'm glad you bring him up because it is a vision and a blueprint for how these smaller market teams can still rise to the top, and maybe they don't win the title, but you get to the NBA Finals and win a couple games, like you've got a chance. There's no doubt that in game 4 in the fourth quarter in Indianapolis, they were thinking we're good enough to win the NBA title there. And it's all because certainly the Halliburton trade, the Siakam trade. So you look at that, look, they've done a good job with their draft picks too when they can. But those were two trade acquisitions, and it kind of is reflective of the changing NBA landscape.
Right.
It used to be everyone get as much cap space as you can, try to get them here in free agency, signing them outright, and now it's more of a sign-and-trade league or just a trade at the trade deadline type of league sometime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I did want to get into the finals in a little bit, probably at 11, just to produce on the fly. But since we are talking about the finals, and we will, I just want to make a note of that. So we'll put a little more on hold for the next segment, because you're joining us for two segments, right?
Sounds good. Yep.
That's fantastic. I also, you know, we also want to talk to you about the Desmond Bain trade, of course, and just your thoughts on that. But I asked to have you on because you were the first person that I saw media wise to throw the note out there about Billy Donovan and a possible extension. I think that says a lot, given that we knew last time this happened, it was an after-the-fact report. You know, we found out later on that it had happened in the previous offseason. That was 3 years ago.
Yep.
So what is your understanding of where this is at with Donovan and the Bulls? And most importantly, what was the timing?
Yeah, so I'd heard that initially that the Bulls and Billy Donovan were working or ready to work on a contract extension back at the start of the NBA draft combine. So what was that, mid-May or so?
Right.
First couple weeks. There. Now, the difference between obviously Mark Stein's reporting saying they're actively working on it the other day and some of this is he's better sourced straight to these sources. I'd heard it, you know, the second layer of people. So I'm not hearing it from the people in the room negotiating it, for example, in that case. So there are plugged in people, though, at the NBA Combine that expected that to happen. I expected it to happen, too, just by virtue of how the Bulls operate and how we've watched them operate and covering Billy Donovan for the last few years. The understanding is he currently has 1 year left on his contract. Now, there's a possibility maybe it was more, but he signed a four-year extension to start. What the Bulls acknowledged was there was then a multi-year extension after that. So certainly was under contract for at least 6 years total, and he's 5 years into his Chicago tenure. So if you have a coach of his caliber going into a lame duck season, final year under contract, you would expect the offseason before for them to negotiate. So I expect that the deal will get done. I don't know where it is exactly, but the Bulls denying the Knicks permission to speak to Billy Donovan speaks to the fact, and that's why when the chatter, you know, started a little bit more like this is clearly a sign they want to keep him.
I know that Billy Donovan has done really good things with an underutilized number of players that have developed under him. So I get why they're re-signing him. I think the issue that the fan base has, like the diehards, not the casual, we go to see the Bulls to be entertained, but like we want to see the Bulls actually be good, is what is the merit for not just AK, but Billy Donovan in terms of leading us to actual playoff success? And it seems like there's no pressure there. Is that
fair?
There's
no pressure. I understand the viewpoint that some Bulls fans would want a new coach. I understand that, right? Because this is not a team that has, I mean, they were barely middling last year. They got there eventually, but you're still looking at a 9-10 seed there. So I get that. But to me, it tracks much higher than Billy Donovan, straight to ownership and management, right? I think it's instructive to remember Vegas predicted the Bulls to win 29-30 games last year, and they ended up winning 39. Like, Billy Donovan led the team to 9 or 10 more wins than anyone in the NBA expected, that the experts, that the algorithms expected. So you look at this and you say, how does Billy Donovan lead the Bulls to playoff success? Well, it would start with AK building a team capable of playoff success. So to me, that's the question that needs answered. It's not so much Billy. Now, there is fair criticism, too, of Billy in past playoff stops, right? Like, he had an Oklahoma City Thunder team that should have beat the Portland Trailblazers, and Dame Lillard shot him off the floor, and they lost that series, and there were some tactical questions about Billy's strategy years back in Oklahoma City. They had a 3-1 lead on the Warriors, could have gone to the NBA title,
but
didn't get the job done, mainly because of Klay Thompson in Game 6. But to me, there is a lot of good things he does, but if you are not going full rebuild, if you're not tearing it down and having 19, 20-year-olds everywhere in your starting lineup, the Bulls clearly going to this next level of rebuild and reset with young players with experience. Those are like AK's words for the most part. To me, Billy still fits what they want to do. So to me, that's why it makes sense, in addition, just with his professionalism, his communication. I thought he did very well last year with Matis Buzelis' development, for example, as well.
No doubt. This is Cody Westerlin. He is our editor at 670thescore.com. He's also our Bulls man, Bulls reporter, Bulls understander, Bulls newsbreaker.
And I like Bulls understander.
Yeah, I think you are.
Because it's hard to understand sometimes.
It's like a foreign language and you have to tell everyone what management kind of means when they say things.
Bulls sometime. Interpreter.
Yeah, there we go. There you go.
So we will do more of that. And I actually think that Billy Donovan extension, I don't mind. Like, I don't, they need change, but I don't think it needs to go there. So I'll tell you why. We'll talk about it with Cody. We'll also get into more about the NBA Finals and a Bulls nugget that is really bothering me about the success of this Indiana Pacers team. So I'll connect those dots all coming up next with Cody Westerlin. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.